Current state on 90.5 WKAR. We can probably all remember a moment where our life totally changed direction. Maybe it was something big like a marriage or a divorce, or something as small as a book or a song that changed the way you thought about the world. Chuck Upshaw told us about an experience that shaped his life at our pop-up stories at the Broad Art Museum in March. Here he is with the story of his lucky break.
My father was in pain. Terrible pain, horrible pain, scream out loud pain. He hurt so much, he didn't want to move. But he turned around in his seat and said to the people behind him, and that's not the beginning of the story, I'm getting ahead of myself. Sometimes your lucky break can be something that never happened. I had just tried out for the 9th grade play and was not selected for a part. I did not want my mother to know that. But on our way home, my friend Greg, who was in the back seat with me, blabbed. Chuck, I thought for sure you'd get that part. You were the best one. I flinched. My mother turned around and said, "What part, Chuck?" I held my breath. And then I told her. She didn't say a word. She was quiet. And I knew that was not good news, because she could never imagine her son not getting some kind of part in a school play, and that this would necessitate a trip to school and a conference with the principal. And when my mother went to school and talked to the principal, it never turned out well for the principal. As luck would have it, there was a PTA meeting the next week at school. It was one of those PTA meetings where a teacher would sit at a table with a group of parents. When my mother found out about this, she and my father hatched a plan. And as luck would have it, they sat at the same table with the drama teacher, Mr. Cole. When my mother found that out, she sprang into action. My mother and father had the plan that my father would be good cop, my mother would be bad cop. My mother was always bad cop, except those times when she was worse cop. She asked Mr. Coles why, during the drama tryouts, her son had not received a part. He said that it was a family play, and you could not have a Negro father and a white mother. Oh, no, he didn't. Bless his heart, he didn't know that it would have been far better for him to say Chuck's audition was terrible, he sucked, and better luck next time. But once he injected race into the equation, my mother tipped over to worse cop. When my mother was worse cop, it looked and sounded quite a bit like Georgia when Sherman was marching through. There was another woman at the table, a white woman, who said that she had just moved her family from Fort Benning, Georgia, and there at the fort, there was always plays with mixed cast. Black, white, brown, red, yellow. And my mother, who was never a fan of interracial romance, said, "Why would that be a problem? There are many mixed couples these days with mixed families." As other parents in the room heard what was going on, they drifted over to this table. That PTA meeting became legendary in the Denver Public Schools. They talked about it for years. Most people came and just listened to what was going on. But some people came and sided with Mr. Cole, some people came and sided with my parents. As the conversation went on, voices were raised, names were called. One version has my mother asking another mother, "Do you think we need to take it outside?" People say that by the end of the meeting, Mr. Cole was weeping. I don't believe that. but for sure he felt like crying. This was the end of the year, and there was going to be graduation. And the custom in my school was to have ninth graders write speeches to be given, and have ninth graders give the speech. Right before graduation, Mr. Cole called my mother and asked if I would like to give one of the graduation speeches. He was still shaken from that PTA meeting, probably suffering from PTSD. But I got a chance to give the speech. I practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced some more and practiced again. And my mother had me practicing in the morning before school and in the evening after school and at night before I went to bed. I practiced the words, the voice, intonation. I also practiced the gestures. And it's an example of how much I practiced that. 55 years later, I remember the speech. Mountains to climb. A climber stands at the bottom of the mountain, looking up, waiting to climb. My mother and father were in the first row of the balcony, and a couple was sitting behind them. As I finished the speech, the woman said to her husband, "I wonder who that colored boy was who gave that speech." Said he did a fantastic job. My father was in pain, terrible pain, horrible pain, scream out loud pain. But he turned around in his chair and said, "That's our son." I didn't get the part in the play. And maybe if I had gotten the part in the play, I would not have been asked to give that speech. And I wouldn't have found that I liked public speaking and I was good at it. And I wouldn't have given the next speech and the next speech and the next speech and the next speech. And I might not even be here tonight telling you this story. But sometimes, a lucky break is something that never happened.
We've got another Pop-Up Stories event coming up very soon. Join us at Scene Metro Space tomorrow evening for stories on the theme of Fools Rush In. We get started at 6 o'clock at Scene Metro Space in East Lansing. If you want to tell your own story, email us, please, at currentstate@wkar.org. You can also stay up to date on all of our upcoming events by liking our Facebook page at Pop-Up Stories Lansing.